This is it, middle school, and we'll make this day look easy.
But we're not lit,
we're not cool,
and my stomach's really queasy.
I don't think I can go through with it.
Just take a deep breath and get a grip. Our strategy is tight, our game is strong. We got this, we got this, we'll get through it all together. We got this, we got this, we're invincible. We're a team, we're a troop, we're the best forever friend group. I've got your back, I know that you've got mine. Trust me, we'll be fine.
We got this, we got this.
Trust me, we'll be fine.
We got this, we got this.
Trust me, we'll be fine.
Trust me.
Hello, everybody. My name is Nate, and welcome to another new episode of the Loud Casa Talks. Along with me is my good friend Omid, who is currently connected here on Discord chat.
Hey, Loud Crowd and Casa Crew, how are y'all doing?
All right, so first off, holy crap, what an exciting week. We have so much to talk about. Obviously, the schooled special coming out tomorrow, but before that was happening, we also did need to talk about a lot of big news that happened for the Loud House, but let's talk about that a little bit. I do want to catch up with you, Omid. How has it been so far for you?
It's been okay for me. Of course, recently, last weekend, there was this virtual con called Virtual Crunchyroll Expo, and since we couldn't be an actual Crunchyroll Expo, they decided to bring it to, you know, virtual computers and stuff, pretty much. So we had to experience the panels and all the music performances and all that stuff through our laptops, iPads, and whatnot.
Yeah, that was a really good special events that were happening during VCRX. I mean, we were supposed to be attendees for that con, but of course it got canceled because of COVID-19. We still were able to at least, you know, enjoy some of the panels that were there, and of course enjoy the musical guests that were there. I know you were excited for one special guest that was there.
Teddy Lloyd, Teddy Lloyd, Teddy Lloyd.
There goes that DJ Teddy Lloyd.
Aw, yeah. Definitely the highlight of VCRX for me. It's definitely the highlight for me.
Yeah, I would have to say that even if it was virtual, I mean, I do miss the hangout of VCRX, where you can actually hang out with people, have fun with them. It just makes it feel, you know, it's kind of like Comic-Con where you go to panels, but the thing is about for VCRX, it feels like you have to be there in order for you to enjoy what VCRX has for you. It isn't like Comic-Con where it's all ready for YouTube and you can just watch it anytime.
Yeah, that's the thing. With SDCC, they always have it up on YouTube, like you say, but with Crunchyroll Expo, it's pretty much you have to watch it on that particular weekend, and after that it's gone, it's completely gone.
Yeah, it kind of sucks because I do want to see the Minori Chihara panel, but that's gone now. So one more question for VCRX: do you like it in real life or do you like it virtually?
Real life, of course. Hello, real life. Physical con is better than virtual con, because the point of the con is for fans and cosplayers to gather around, meet up with friends and all that stuff. It's just, I just miss that. You know, I just miss the experience. But unfortunately, I didn't get to have any of the experience in this year. So hopefully 2021, things will go back to physical con instead of virtual con.
Yeah, we'll wait till next year. And it looks like next year will be, hopefully we can actually physically go to con, but who knows what this pandemic will do for us. Anyways, that's it for our catch-up. Let's actually go to the recent news actually this week, because we have a big news for the Loud House fans. They have just announced a season 6, which we didn't expect actually. Like, we were about to premiere season 5 this Friday, and they dropped a bombshell here with season 6. So your initial reactions on me when you heard that we have a new season?
I was super excited when I heard season 6 was coming. I was like super mega excited. It was nothing but a pleasant surprise. Now, we know that we're starting season 5 tomorrow, but the fact that they announced a season after season 5, and we haven't gotten to season 5 just yet during the time, it's just, oh my god. It shows just how successful Loud has become when they announce future seasons as well. They keep announcing more and more seasons. And I'm just like, you know, this is a sign. This is a mark of a very successful show. And it makes me proud to be a fan and a moderator of the fan page Loud House.
Glad to have you on board. So the thing is, like, I was really excited. I was actually worried that season 5 would actually be our last. But the thing is that as long as the Loud House continues to be, like, successful, we look like we're having more seasons. And what's great is that we're actually on the list of Nicktoons that actually reached a certain... Like, we were in the list of Nicktoons that actually reached a level of seasons, like, season 6 of the Loud House. Like... imagine a time where, like, Rugrats, Fairly Odd Parents, SpongeBob, those are the ones that only were able to actually make it to season 6, and now we're actually on that list, and you know how successful those shows were. To say the least, The Loud House looks like it's progressing really well. It's amazing to see how successful it is, considering how big it was from season 1, and then it just continues to grow with so much fans, so much, like, love for how the show has become. That it's just amazing that we're going to have more seasons, and hopefully more seasons to come. I just can't wait. We're already having season 6, but we're starting season 5 just tomorrow, and, you know, just the hype for that is just amazing, you know?
Most definitely. When I heard there was a season 6, I was like, okay, this is definitely going to be the next SpongeBob, no doubt about it. There is no other mascot that can really replace SpongeBob than Lincoln Loud. Like, Lincoln Loud, it's going to be the new mascot. Just wait.
Yeah, so my thing is, like, we have seen a lot of Loud House new episodes, but not a lot of SpongeBob new episodes. So are we really considering the trend here that we're liking more Loud House than SpongeBob here? Or are we still not on that level yet?
Despite what Kids' Choice Awards would have you perceive to be, yes, the Loud House is more successful than SpongeBob currently. And chances are, if this keeps up, then it may even surpass SpongeBob even more, up to a point where it might actually win Kids' Choice Awards next year. But really, who cares about Kids' Choice Awards? But I digress.
You know what? I know. I mean, like, you have other shows that are winning Emmys. Like, we won, Loud House won the Best Animation Emmy last year. And even the Casa Grandes won the Emmy this year. So, you know what? Orange Blimp doesn't care. As long as that Golden Emmy Award is awarded to these two shows, we're going to be okay with that.
Yeah, I agree. Honestly, I think people stopped caring about Kids' Choice Awards like long ago. It's called Kids' Choice Awards, right?
And the kids love SpongeBob more than the Loud House. I mean, we gotta face that.
True.
Yeah, okay, so let's move on to the other big news. There is also a renewal of new episodes of the Listen Out Loud podcast and the Casa Grandes Familia Sounds podcast. So we already know how successful they are. They are really cool episodes to listen to while, you know, you're just chilling in sometime and just, you know, you don't want to watch it physically, but you can still listen to them talk about their lives. I feel like this is very successful that they're going to go with more podcast episodes. I can't wait to see what ideas they'll have. Omid, when you heard about this news today, how did you react to the news here?
I was very excited to hear about this news, mainly because that since Lincoln, Lori, and Lily will be set in new environments, this could actually have potential to have each of the three of them give a little tour of where they are now. Like, have Lincoln give a tour of middle school and how to survive middle school. Like, sort of a nod to Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. You remember that show?
Yeah, that show is amazing, actually. I actually do love that show.
I feel that, like, this is going to feel like Lincoln's Declassified School Survival Guide sort of podcast.
But that'd be really cool. Actually, if they have an old podcast like that, that'd be amazing.
Especially since both Ned and Lincoln, coincidentally, they both have, like, the black nerd in their own groups.
Right. Yeah, like, you have Ned with Cookie, and you have Lincoln with Clyde, so that makes sense.
Anyway, and then next you got Lori giving a tour of Fairway University and how she's doing over there. Chances are, by the time the podcast episode comes up, then I guarantee that she'll do much better then than she is going to be in school.
Yeah, and we're going to be explaining more about that later, but yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of potential. I would imagine Lori having some college episodes, maybe hanging out with new friends in school after school, in a new podcast episode, maybe Lincoln making new friends over in middle school. There could be more episodes where we could talk about Luann or Lenny going to being a senior now. So I would imagine Lenny having her senior moments now, and of course, hanging out with Luna and Sam, hanging out with Luann and Benny, which we did in a previous season. So there's a lot more potential when it comes to these characters. I mean, for Listen Out Loud and even the Casa Grande Familia Sounds, I would imagine there will be more focused stories with the Casa Grande Familia Sounds episodes as well. Maybe more into Sid as well, with Adelaide also. I mean, there's just a lot of potential for the Casa Grande Familia Sounds. We just only had a couple episodes. So if we continue on with another season of the Casa Grande Familia Sounds, I would expect more, like, awesome episodes for that podcast.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. The sooner we get a Sid Chang podcast, the better.
You know, eventually we might, I don't know. Let's leave Nickelodeon, we'll actually be down with that.
Make it about K-pop. Make it a K-pop.
Oh my god, they should have a K-pop episode. Maybe, like, have Ronnie Anne and Sid have a K-pop episode together, talk about their favorite K-pop bands or something like that, you know?
12 is Midnight, best K-pop band ever.
All right, so yeah, let's put the news aside. That's a lot of we actually talked about this week, but we're going to go straight into our big episode here where we talk about Schooled. We have a lot to talk about because there's a lot to be, a lot to be analyzed, especially what we have seen. We've seen a lot of clips, we've seen a lot of previews, we've seen a lot of commercials. There's just so much to break down, and I pretty much made this script up here ready for us to actually discuss it. So, first off, let's actually talk about this. So we have three stories to cover in this special, so let's break it all down in this preview episode for this Loud Casa Talks. Are you ready, Omid?
Hey, we got this!
Dude, that's going to be stuck in my head, by the way. Oh god, I mean, like, you're gonna have that song. There's apparently another song that's also gonna be heard in school, so not really a musical episode, but you still have a lot of good songs that are gonna be over there. All right, so let's move over to our first story, which is Lincoln and his friends finally making it to middle school. Now, we have been waiting for this moment for so long, and now tomorrow it's gonna finally happen. So Omid, what are your feelings on all of them being in middle school?
Honestly, I've been waiting for this to happen since Middlemen. I think it makes Middlemen all the more impactful in this episode, as it is a true introduction to of middle school to Lincoln and Clyde. But now that it's actually here, now it's actually come what Middlemen foreshadowed, I got to tell you, the possibilities are endless for Lincoln and his group. Like, they could get into new situations, new cliques, new friends. Pretty much anything is possible. Anything.
So, like, in Middlemen, we only just got an introduction of just Lincoln and Clyde going into middle school, and plus a couple of the students. You saw the girl Jordan also join in as well, and of course, it kind of sucks because I would really love to see more of girl Jordan if possible to be with that friend group, but who knows, he's now a background character. But if we're going to continue on with Middlemen, it's just because of that episode, there's nothing much that happened when it comes for Lincoln and Clyde and everybody else prepping up for middle school. So when they initially go into middle school in school, we just don't know what's going to happen. Like, I'm kind of curious what goes on. And when we saw the preview of Lincoln being excited for middle school, it just tells me that this is going to be very exciting to see what happens when they go to middle school. So it's just, you know, you're right, I mean, the possibilities are endless. There's just a lot of things you have to think about now. It's like, okay, how is Lincoln and Clyde managing the school? How is the other students that are coming into middle school going to handle what's happening with middle school and all? I mean, that whole song with that whole song right there about what was it, We Got This, kind of tells you that there's possible chances that they're gonna do their own things, but of course they're still gonna stick together as friends, you know.
Yeah, it's like that field trip episode. I feel that it's going to be some sort of a extended version of that episode.
But at the same time, right now, they have to stick together on this one because, hey, it's your first day in middle school. You don't want it to mess up, of course.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah. All right, so already we've seen a few clips with the crew and situations based on the promos. I've seen some commercials where I saw Liam and Zach get themselves crammed into a locker, the whole crew playing dodgeball. If you did not notice, actually, when they were playing dodgeball, there's no Lincoln in there. So first off, a callback to Be Still in My Heart, because, you know, the snake formation and everything. Now without Lincoln, what will that be? Who knows? So this whole sequence seems like they're adjusting without Lincoln here. It's not going so well because it seems like they're going to get whooped in dodgeball. So first off, when you saw these parts of the promo, what were your initial thoughts on these?
My initial thoughts are that I'm sort of wondering, since Lincoln is not there with them, I'm wondering who's going to be the next leader of the group, since Lincoln is not currently in the scene, since Lincoln is in a different class. I'm wondering if it's going to be either Clyde or Stella. If you want my pick personally, I would honestly go with Stella as the next fourth leader.
You know how excited I am if you say Stella's going to be the leader. Yay!
Oh, heck yeah. Honestly, no offense to Clyde, but I think like Stella has the confidence. She has the in-charge sort of attitude in comparison to the others.
I would agree with you on that. But the thing is that I also know that when we saw the clip today about Lincoln actually moving to a different class, apparently up a hill, to where Chandler is, which kind of sucks, you already know that's got to be a disappointment for Lincoln. So it kind of stinks because, like, Lincoln is not with his friends. His friends looks like they're all having fun together in middle school, while Lincoln is still stuck in a class with Chandler and a lot of other miserable students and a bad teacher. It just feels like, okay, Lincoln's the missing link in that whole friend group, and it just feels so miserable without him. And it's kind of... Yeah, go ahead.
Missing link.
Yeah, you get it. But so it makes sense why they feel so miserable without Lincoln, and it makes it worse when he goes to Canada, which we don't know why. We still don't know why, how he got into Canada, because it just feels like when he got moved to that class, it feels like that's it. He's got moved to that class. How did he get to Canada was the other big question. So, yeah, I mean, what were your initial thoughts on actually him going to Canada in the promos?
I find it far-fetched how Lincoln gets to Canada for some reason. I know Michigan is one of the closest U.S. states to Canada, but still, it seems a bit too over-exaggerated of writing for this series that is slice of life, even if it is wacky slice of life.
I mean, like, the way I see it, it feels like that class that Lincoln is attending would move to Canada, because it just feels like, okay, you go to Canada, you see Chandler getting, you know, beaten by a moose. So I would imagine, yeah. So I would imagine that I imagine that whole class going to Canada. Like, it's just weird how that transition will be, because it's like, I don't know how to explain it. It just feels like, okay, yeah, we're having fun and on top of a hill in the middle school, but we're so far away from the middle school that they just want to move us over to Canada instead. And that's the weird part about it. I don't know how this transition will be. It's going to be weird.
Get ready for some Canada jokes.
Eh? So love Canada, eh? So let's talk about that, actually. First off, he's apparently moved to Canada. He's attending classes there. Not alone, by the way. We already talked about Chandler and a couple of students. Obviously not good for him. So what are your thoughts on Lincoln going to Canada, of course, with Chandler and everything?
Okay, first off, can I just say that, can I please kick Chandler in the teeth multiple times? Seriously, he gets worse and worse for me. Anyways, like I said, I already expressed how I find it far-fetched how Lincoln gets to Canada. I mean, how does he get to Canada that fast? Does he go on a road trip? Does he go by flight? And even then, flight tickets are too expensive.
Right. And it feels like from a promotional aspect, it looks like they're like taking a boat all the way up to Canada. Like, it makes sense because there's the lakes around Michigan. So, I mean, they could just take a boat all the way up to Canada, and then there's your class right there. But
I don't think they go that far where they're on a boat. Yeah. I think it might have been while they were in Canada, like, while they were rafting or something like that.
Other thing about it. Like, it makes me think, like, yeah, they probably went on a boat and went to a class up there. probably there's like a Canada middle school up there, like some sort of, I don't know, Quebec middle school. Maybe that's where Lincoln goes to now. And then he brings Chandler with him. So that kind of sucks too. But yeah, it kind of sucked because like Chandler, we thought he would get better after Jeers for Fears, but of course he got worse. He's still the bully.
He's playing the part of a stereotypical bully, like even more so than in elementary school. Like in elementary school, you can argue that at least Chandler was used in small doses, but here they use him way too much, and he's just there to be bullied just for the sake of it, and it just doesn't work for me.
His
one time is always just, oh god, I hate those.
You know what's funny? I mean, we did hear him over at the Listen Out Loud podcast during one of the episodes, so there was a strong hunch that he was gonna continue being in the show, but we didn't expect him to continue being on the show and being the bully that he is. So there's that, unfortunately. So let's actually talk about the living conditions that Lincoln's in right now. We already see Lincoln frozen in a block of ice. He tried ice fishing. It didn't work out well. There's a lot of moose references and possibly a whole lot more because, of course, Canada loves moose. It just looks like Lincoln is just miserable there. Am I going to see a possible plan for Lincoln to get out of the country and back to Royal Woods?
Yes. I'm actually going to see him actually trying to move back to Royal Woods, but I think that's somewhere along the line before he even attempts to. He might have get a pep talk from Lincoln's teacher or possibly one of Lincoln's family members, like let's say Lynn or one of his parents, and then Lincoln decides, okay, it's not that bad after all. I'm just going to roll with it. I'm just going to make the best of it.
The way I see it, it just feels like Lincoln's not okay there. I mean, like, yeah, I can see the adjustment of, like, him trying to go to school. Like, I saw him riding a taxi for him to go to school. I see him trying ice fishing, then, of course, it didn't work. He's freaking frozen in ice before even going into the school grounds. So this just tells me that Lincoln's not okay. So
He needs help!
Yeah, so here's my thing that I'm thinking about. Like, Lincoln will probably call Clyde to get help or something, and probably get all of his friends in a group call or something, and then hopefully help him get out of whatever place in Canada he's in and get back into Royal Woods or do something about it, because it's really interesting how he was able to get into that class, a really bad flippy check mark. So it sucks that Lincoln had to be like that, and yeah, your fault for not registering those classes, and obviously this obviously gets a setback for you, but of course you want to get the man with a plan needs to get something for him to get back into Royal Woods. This is going to be harder, I would imagine, for Lincoln, because, you know, this is middle school, you're going to be smarter now. This is going to be more challenging for Lincoln to actually go back into Royal Woods if possible, but I really want to see how this goes, because he's getting older, he's in middle school. How will it happen for him to go back to Royal Woods, you know?
Like I said, in order for him to go back to Royal Woods, I think it would be when Lincoln and it would be when Clyde and his friends actually do arrive in Canada to rescue Lincoln. And then his friends would give Lincoln the pep talk, like how much he means to everyone at Royal Woods and all that. I think this will be after Lincoln changes his mind and decides to roll with Canada because he doesn't want to deal with any of the BS going on in a Royal Woods middle school. And then Clyde will give Lincoln a pep talk, like, Lincoln, don't be like this. Come on, come back to Royal Woods. I know Royal Woods middle school is hard, but it's middle school. Everyone goes through this. You just got to deal with it. And then Lincoln, for like 5 minutes later, something decides, okay, you know what? I'm going to go back to Royal Woods middle school. Screw Canada. Canada's way too cold for me anyways. Clyde's right. I should go. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and that probably might be what happens in this episode. So, I mean, I would assume he won't be alone with this plan that he needs to go back to Royal Woods. I did see in the preview that his friends are going to be there in Canada to rescue him. I did see the whole friend group riding a moose taxi, which makes me assume that they're going to rescue him and get him back to Royal Woods. So when you saw that scene, is that your own thoughts as well?
You know, when I saw a moose taxi, I was thinking to myself, yep, Canada. I mean, what else would it be affiliated with, right? What else would moose be affiliated with? But in all seriousness, though, I think it would be a rescue mission, and then by the time they do arrive in Canada to see Lincoln, he will for some reason want to stay in Canada, maybe because of a pep talk from his teacher or something, who knows, just like I just mentioned.
To be honest, I just feel like, look, it feels like Lincoln really wants to be back at Royal Woods, and I just feel, I understand maybe Lincoln, yeah, deserves it because he did a bad thing and didn't register his classes, but I would imagine still, like, this is just a big mistake. Maybe he's just going to be like begging them, please, I really want to go back to Royal Woods. And maybe the teachers might, you know, let it slide for him to go back to Royal Woods. Because, I mean, I don't want to see Lincoln like this. I don't want to see this Lincoln just continuing to be in Canada and all. I mean, from our predictions, it just feels that he's just going to go back to Royal Woods. And if the story was going to continue with the Loud House, it's going to be in Royal Woods with, you know, everybody there, Stella, Clyde, Liam, Zach, and Rusty, so that, you know, this whole group can still be together and then, you know, continue on with that. I mean, leave Chandler in Canada if possible, but I would love to see that group back together in Royal Woods Middle School. So the big thing in this episode, I would have to say, really get Lincoln back. And I would say Lincoln needs to, you know, do something, obviously be the man with a plan to hopefully bring him back to Royal Woods, either like begging a teacher to say, hey, I did a mistake, can I go back, or have a rescue mission where his friends come over and actually try to help him get back. Who knows, it's gonna be pretty interesting.
If anything, like, no matter what, just make sure that Chandler is moose food.
You just want that, huh?
bon appetit moose.
So with all of this talk about Lincoln's side story of this episode, what are your overall assumptions with this part of Schooled?
Honestly, I think I pretty much stated all I needed to say. I stated how I wanted to feel bad for Lincoln. Like I said, you know, well, honestly, he should have signed. Like, he really should have checked his paper. So in a way, he kind of brought it on himself. I know it was an accident, not really one of his, you know, devious plans to get what he wants, just like he has in the past. But this is just a simple mistake. So I feel that, you know what, Lincoln has suffered enough. He now knows, I hope he learns, to read the form next time before anything else, before he confirms it. And, you know, all's well that ends well, hopefully.
To say the least, I really hope Lincoln gets back to Royal Woods. I wouldn't like it where Lincoln just sticks in season 5 in Canada. That's gonna suck. No. Yeah.
When Lincoln comes back to Royal Woods eventually, and he's gonna be like, hey, the guy's the man with the plan is back, eh? And then he's oh, Canada!
Oh my god.
Asher Bishop has a really amazing voice, as I've heard from not only this musical number, but also when he played as Oscar in A Summer Camp Island. I've heard him sing when he did Oscar too. He sings beautifully. So I would imagine Lincoln somewhere along the line singing the O Canada national anthem.
Dude, I would imagine all of us just getting that We Got This song stuck in our heads now. It's been played all over Nickelodeon, like Facebook, Twitter, and even on the YouTube page as well. So if that doesn't hype you up for this part of Schooled, what will? Actually, that would bring up to our second story that we're going to be talking about in Schooled. Because someone else is also going to school. Lori Loud finally moving to college.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be good for her, unfortunately. First off, she leaves the whole family behind, and it seems that they're really not emotional about it. Actually, we would scratch that off. They were emotional about it for, like, a second. Lynn Sr. especially, because she never wanted her to leave at all. So, first off, what did you think about this sad moment for the family when Lori had to leave for college?
You had the chance, Loud House. You had the chance to have a legit emotional scene for a good 5 minutes without any forced jokes or anything like that, and you blew it.
Oh my god.
You had one job.
You had one job.
So Seriously, I was looking forward to this being the most tear-jerking and emotionally driven scene of Loudhouse, but it missed the mark by having Lindsay cry in a comedic way and also the Louds for 1 minute. 1 minute only! 1 minute only! Not five, not ten, only 1 freaking minute of a goodbye. Are you kidding me? This is the best that they could do. Seriously. Honestly, you had the potential. You had the potential to make this scene work. Okay? You had the potential to make it the Toy Story 3 of the Loud House. Like, you know the Toy Story 3 scene when Andy goes to college? You could have had it in a similar tone. You could have had it in a similar emotional fashion. Because we've known these characters for 4 years. And then you just decided to sort of like rush it and be like, okay, bye-bye, Lori. It's like, oh my god. Honestly, I'm sorry. I wanted to like this scene. Like, it could have had potential, but like I said, they missed the mark, and I feel they just sort of like, I don't know, they just, they half-baked it. You have one of the most important characters in the Loud House. You have the oldest going off to college, and you half-baked the scene. Such disappointment. If Disney Channel could do a goodbye scene well with Tangled the series, if Cartoon Network could do a goodbye scene well with Steven Universe, Nickelodeon, why can't you do the same with this?
I was just interesting. Like, they only just spent a minute where they just say goodbye, they say give a big hug, and then she's just off. But the other thing, too, is that what will happen for Lori? Is she going to be back in the Loud House? Is she going to be stuck in the dormitories? Which looks to be the strong point here. It looks like she's going to be in the dormitories for the rest of college, but there's a possible chance she might be back in the Loud House just to hang out for like maybe a day, like what Bobby does whenever he visits Royal Woods. So maybe Lori might be coming back for maybe an episode or two, and then we'll also see some episodes where Lori also does go to, well, we'll be back in Fairway University and doing having fun time over there. I just don't think it's a goodbye. I mean, if you want to say goodbye, that'll be like the Steven Universe future where he just literally drives off into the sunset. This is like, okay, yeah, Laurie, we're going to see you leave, but maybe we'll see you again in the show. I don't know, because, I mean, maybe we'll see you again in the Loud House. What will happen? That's a big question. I mean, like, the goodbye, yes, I understand. I would love to have an emotional time where Laurie will actually, the family actually says goodbye to Laurie and everything, and make it very emotional, but This is just a chance where it's like, maybe we're not going to see that final goodbye for you. We're still going to see you. Probably in the Loud House, probably in college. But yeah, I feel the emotion when it comes to saying goodbye to people, especially when they're going off as freshmen. I mean, I've seen the movies, I've seen the shows. Like, saying goodbye to your oldest sibling going to college, that's just really emotional. They didn't do that justice, especially in this. I don't know what, maybe they just didn't run out of time. It's just, you could have done that better, but like I said, it's not the final goodbye. I could still see Lori probably gonna be back in the Loud House in an episode or two for season 5, but I'm pretty sure that most of the time she's gonna be over at Fairway University. So another thing I want to point out, when the family said goodbye to Lori, Lenny wasn't there. But we also did see a clip of what happened then. Lenny was apparently looking for some clothes to wear and totally forgot to ask Lori. And it also was the same thing too. Lenny and Lori are still interacting together in college, especially when it comes to fashion, because Lenny, you know, needs to pick out the right clothes. So I don't think, when you say why Lenny wasn't there, it may be just because they're still going to be close together. Like, Lenny and Lori are going to be close together. It's not any discrepancy, no sadness, which kind of sucks, because I kind of want to see, like, Lenny saying goodbye. It's like, yeah, I'm the next person up. This is going to be hard for me. But it just feels like Lenny's just very comfortable being the next person who's the oldest now in the Loud House. So, how about you, Omid? How did you feel about Lenny when Lori leaves for college?
Okay, another thing too that does bother me about that particular scene, Lenny is supposed to be Laura's closest sibling, right? Yes. Yet she doesn't appear in the scene where they're supposed to say goodbye to Lori. What the actual heck, Nickelodeon? Oh my god.
She did say goodbye, but like in a weird way where she just asked for Lori, like, hey, can you pick out a clothes for me?
Exactly. Lori is leaving for college. It's Lenny's closest sibling leaving for college. this was not the time. Like, okay, I'm all for, you know, Lenny's funny gags, like Lenny's funny dialogue, like her being stupid at all. This was not the time for that. This was not the time. Not in a scene that was supposed to be the most emotionally driven in the Loud House. This was not the time for that.
Yeah, I would say so too. But I mean, the communication with Lenny and Lori looks to be there, so maybe this is why Lenny didn't really like cry about it. I know Lori cried that she misses Lenny, but maybe Lenny just felt the same way. I mean, they're going to be close together. They are communicating via phone with that whole unlimited text message plan that was introduced in Don't You Forget About Me. So I would imagine Lenny and Lori still clicking together via, you know, cell phone and everything. So I'm not losing hope on Lenny being like the oldest and stuff. I think she's going to be fine. That's the reason why Lenny was like, I'm okay, but I'm pretty sure she'll be emotional maybe one scene in the episode. Just watch. She might be feeling emotional probably at the end of the episode. Who knows? All right, so now that we've been treated to a couple of sneak previews at Lori at her dormitory in college, we got treated to those, but do you know who was actually there? Bobby Boo Boo Bear actually comes back to the Loud House to help Lori move into the dormitory. So Bobby took some time off, visit the Loud House, and of course take care of her sweet girlfriend Lori as she helps her move into their dorms. So let's actually discuss Bobby being back in the Loud House. The last Casa Grande that visited the show was Ronnie Anne in Don't You Forget About Me. How does it feel seeing Bobby back on the show?
You know, it's been a while since we've seen Bobby in the actual Loud House series. Last time we saw this guy was in Miss Connection, where he had a major role there as well. So it was nice to see him take a break from his extended family for a while to go help Lori out.
So to say at least, Bobby being the best boyfriend that Lori could have, I mean, that's just relationship goals, that he's there for her no matter what. And it's just the whole struggle in that whole scene there where Lori tries to find a floor for her to, you know, find a dormitory for, to, you know, get a dorm for. It was just nice for Bobby to actually be there to help her out with that situation. So relationship goals with Bobby and Lori, you know, lobby for life and all that. So now this brings me back some speculations about this. So is it time for Lori to finally move away from the Loud House and onto the Casa Grandes? What are your thoughts on that?
You see, unlike the case of Lincoln, where we know he's going to come back home because he's the main character and the only boy at the Loud House, and not to mention the fact that he's in middle school, so of course it makes sense for him to still live with his parents and stuff. But in terms of Lori, though, she's in college. She's almost legal age, like almost 18, and she is following her own dream, her own path of becoming a professional golf player. So honestly, I could see Lori toughening up by the end and deciding to stay, whereas opposed to Lincoln, where he decides, you know, screw Canada, I'm just going to go. Like, he's basically going to pull a sort of SpongeBob. He's like, all right, I'm going to head out. In the case of Lori, though, you know, she's been wanting to go to this very university for a while. Like, we've seen a lot of build up to it. We've seen Don't You Forget About Me. We've seen Senior Moment. We've seen plenty of episodes that do build up to Lori's college arc. So honestly, I think it makes the most sense that she would actually stay.
Yeah, and my thing too is that I understand she will stay at the college for Fairway University. It's just that whole episode is just probably going to be a lot of struggle for her, but of course she needs to cooperate with that, because this is not the Loud House anymore. This is your own place. And yes, you're going to have a lot of struggles, especially when you're going through your first dormitory and having all these struggles with like a sand trap floor or a water hazard floor or a quiet floor. But that's the struggles of college. And one fun fact about that, the ramen noodle cup that Lori would have to eat. Holy crap. Yes, that is college. That is college memories there. Everybody had to deal with that, especially when you're low on money and stuff. The cup of ramen is absolutely a necessity, especially in college. But besides that, my thing too is that, you know, she's moving on. So yeah, I would imagine all the episodes of Lori will now be in Fairway University. But I would not be surprised if Lori actually, you know, heads to the Casa Grandes and does a lot of episodes there instead of being in the Loud House.
Yeah, I can imagine Lori in the Casa Grandes being sort of like Bobby in the Loud House. Lori is going to have a similar role in Casa Grandes, and in that she's going to be the love interest of the series. She's going to be the love interest of the oldest sibling of the show.
Right, right. And yeah, let's see how that goes, because I can imagine, you know, Bobby already visited the Loud House. Lori has visited the Loud House a couple of times. I mean, Lori has visited the Casa Grandes a couple of times. I would imagine Lori visiting more now in the Casa Grandes, since, you know, she's not by herself. So I'd imagine a lot more interaction between Lori and Bobby now, especially as the story continues along with the Loud House. Now, this may not be the only thing Lori could be dealing with in college. Maybe she might be having a hard time during her first week of classes. Maybe she's having a tough time meeting peers in her first days of college. I mean, besides the fact that her dormitory situation is really wacky, in the episode, I would imagine these kind of things happening. What other college struggles do you think Lori will have when it comes to her first days in Fairway University?
Honestly, I feel that Lori's going to struggle with making new friends, because I think maybe the Fairway University college students are going to turn out to be snobbish, to say at least. They're going to be too snobby, up in the nose in the air, and they're going to sort of look down on Lori. Either they're going to look down on Lori or take advantage of her.
You know, the whole quiet floor that she ended up going to in that dormitory situation that she has? That's probably one example there.
Yeah, that's another thing too. Like, they're either snobby or they're too picky. Like, they're sort of like stingy on the quietness of the of Lori, and it could be both. It could be both a combination of both.
All right. So, so from what we see, it looks like Lori's going to have a tough time in Fairway University during her first weeks. But do you think it's just typical for new students coming into college? Do you think this things will get better for Lori after this special?
Honestly, I think this episode, Lori's story, by the way, I think it'll be the most important. Honestly, out of all the three stories, Lori's story is the one I'm looking forward to the most, because it has the most potential to be the most mature, because it gives a little glimpse of what college is going to be like it's going to show kids what college is going to be like and how tough it's going to be in the beginning, but then it's going to get better and better through each passing month or year. I think it's going to show that message to kids of, you know, don't give up when you're in a new environment. Things are going to get better. You're going to make new friends. You're going to get good grades. You're going to have a bright future. Like, this is the path to your future, the future that you want to build for yourself. You just got to endure it. You just got to embrace the challenges. I think that's going to be a very mature lesson for kids to learn.
And I think this is just absolutely amazing, just to have a sample person from the Loud House be a example of what college life would be, because you know how struggling it is to actually get those good grades and all. I mean, we've been following Lori's life throughout the whole show of the Loud House, and now she finally made it into her favorite college. And of course, when you take your first steps into college, it's not what you think it's going to be. It's a lot of struggles. It would be a lot of moving in with a lot of people, making new friends, having a new life pretty much over in college. And throughout this season, this is probably going to be what's going to be focused for Lori, because it's just her being now the individual that Lori is, not with her parents, not with her siblings. This is just her now. And if anything is necessary, she's just one phone call away to at least call Lenny or call Bobby to help out in anything. So Lori as an individual, this is going to be the start of it all. So hopefully Lori is going to be okay.
Hopefully.
Yep. All right. So let's move on to the last part of this episode. And that is Lily finally going to school as she heads to preschool. She's finally fully clothed, by the way, a white t-shirt and purple pants. So not in a diaper anymore. So no more poop jokes, by the way. I put this on the script that the wild prediction, but she's going to be going to Daycare Academy. FYI, she does go to Daycare Academy. So a callback to Potty Mouth, because you did see that lady there. So it seems like the logical case. So she was going to that school, and yeah, it looks like everything is just situated for her, ready to get to go into that school that what was it, Rita and Lynn Sr. was, you know, waiting for. Because remember back in Potty Mouth, they were talking about, like, getting one of their kids to at least get into the academy even before, even when Lori was, before Lori was even born. So, now you made it with this baby now, so that's great. So, how did you like that? The full fact that the continuation was right there, ready for Lily to finally make it into preschool.
Honestly, I feel that this is going to be a brand new step for Lily. Like, she's grown, like how Lincoln has grown and how Lori has grown. It's just nice to see Lily get out of her diaper and finally be fully clothed for once. You know, it's honestly just so beautiful to see. It's going to be intriguing to see how Lily is going to adapt into that preschool life. Chances are she's going to have it as bad, if not worse, than Lincoln and Lori have in their own new respective environments. But I think that just like the other two, I think Lily will learn to adapt to it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how Lily would adapt, especially now that she's in preschool and now that she has to find, like, make new friends over there at that new academy. I would imagine Lily finally learning those full sentences that we heard from these shorts before. And I would imagine Lily finally talking, and it would be really cool to see that now, you know? It's a growing plan for Lily. Now, the synopsis here for Lily's story is that Rita Lin-Loud Sr. are rushing to get her potty trained, which makes sense. She was in diapers throughout all four seasons of The Loud House, and it's reasonable for her to grow up. Now, she needs to know this, obviously, for a particular thing, just to make sure you go to preschool and actually get potty trained. We actually did see a clip on this today. Lily did go to preschool, but got called back home because she didn't potty train. So, obviously, that's the whole story. Now they have to teach. Now Rita and Lindsay need to teach Lily how to potty train again. Or something happened when it comes to her potty training. Apparently, she's still pooping in her pants. How are you liking Lily's growth pattern that the Loud House writers are doing for her?
Honestly, I am loving the growth pattern that Lily is going through. Not just her as a person, but also her as a character. Because in the past four seasons, we've seen Lily mostly be just the baby of the family, and that's it. She doesn't really have any sort of iconic character moments other than saying poo poo and poop jokes and all that stuff. It's, which is really gross, by the way. So it's nice to see that now she is finally becoming an actual legit character. She's finally having some character growth, character depth, instead of her just being some sort of like plot device baby in order to have some sort of effect on the plot that usually revolves around one of the older siblings, one of Lily's older siblings. I mean, the closest we've gotten to Lily being an actual character is Any Given Sunday, and that's only because she has used her strategies to get some sort of ice cream sundae and all that. Like, she's been using mostly her tactics, her tricks, all that stuff. That I think that was the only one that I can honestly recall Lily being her own legit character. But other than that, I can't really recall. I can't really call much of Lily having her own episode or Lily growing as a character, which it actually makes me excited to see her, how she's going to do in school.
Yeah, and, you know, we've just seen Lily grow up, but the other thing, too, is that she's been guided by, you know, growing up and becoming, like, the character that we all love as a baby, you know? I mean, I can also look back at A Star is Scorned, where Lily's the cutest baby, and she ended up being, like, the cutest baby overall in Ridinger's. But then again, like, that's her natural thing. She's a baby. She's absolutely cute and adorable. I just feel like, you know, this, I mean, she's still cute and adorable, and that charm is still going to happen, especially when she moves into preschool now. Now, the other thing, too, is that this is her now being by herself, no parental guidance this time. You have a teacher that's probably going to help you in situations. So Lily by herself with other babies, with other preschoolers. This is just a stepping stone for Lily to finally, finally get into grade school and, get yourself situated and everything. So, and it's really exciting because, everybody is now in school. Lily's not the one who's a baby anymore. She's now going to school, so which is more relieving for Rita and Lin-Lan Sr. You know that one clip where they were just like rocking to everything.
Yeah, they were like, okay, now we know where Luna gets her rock and roll dance from.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, that pretty much sums up like all those three stories. But overall, what are your thoughts for this special?
Honestly, I'm actually looking forward to this special and seeing what is new in store for Lincoln, Lori, and Lily. I feel that, like, after school, even after school, there's going to be new challenges, new lessons to learn, and new ways to adapt to the new environments. I'm just to it all. This is the beginning of a new chapter for the Louds, and I could not be more proud.
Dude, I cannot wait for this. I mean, just everybody growing up, this is the plan for all this season four. This is just the growth plan that they're growing up for, and I'm in it for the ride. Lincoln going to middle school, Lori going to college, Lily finally going to preschool. This is the three main characters that, was about to move up. I mean, like, Luann, Luna, and Lenny, they're still in high school, which makes sense. Lin Jr., still in junior high, but everybody else moving up a grade too. Just seeing the fact that they're now all growing up, moving up a grade, probably having new teachers, we don't know. But that's just, that just want to make you think more about the other characters. But right now, for this school special, this 1-hour special we'll be watching tomorrow, those three main characters, Lily, Lori, and Lincoln, they are the special people that we really like, and we've seen them grow up throughout the Loud House for these last four seasons. Now that we're entering the fifth season and they're now heading to new destinations, this is just going to be exciting. We just can't wait to see, because I'm stoked. I can't wait to see how Lincoln does. I can't wait to see how Lori is now as an individual, and also for Lily now being that preschooler that finally goes to school and having, a lot of fun. I would imagine a lot of fun over at that new academy. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be a fun special. Oh man, I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it all, like I said.
Now, the other thing too, though, now that the school is going to be coming out tomorrow, there are other things that also will be debuting the week after that. That's right, there's going to be brand new episodes of The Loud House and the Casa Grandes every Friday night for the rest of September. Obviously, they are coming out next week, the week after school premieres, so that means we can't do preview mini episodes yet. Probably we'll do one next week. But Omid, how excited are you to hear these new episodes of The Loud House and the Casa Grandes?
Oh, I am very excited to see all these new Loud House and Casa Grandes episodes, especially when they're taking place after school, which means that we get to see more middle school stories from Lincoln, more Fairway University stories from Lori, hopefully more preschool stories from Lily. Oh my gosh, I am looking forward to it all. The one I'm looking forward to the most is when Lenny learns to take charge of the other siblings, like Lenny learns to babysit them. Honestly, I saw the episode coming from a mile away. I saw the premise of the episode coming from a mile away. I'm honestly curious to see how that's going to go. Like, is Lenny going to learn to take charge on her own? Or is Lenny going to go to Lori for advice and pretty much ask her what she would do? Who knows?
Dude, I just hope Lenny is not like Lori, where, in the episode No Guts of Glory, let's not hope that Lenny doesn't get that advice from Lori.
Yeah, I just hope all that power doesn't go to Lenny's head. But at the same time, I highly doubt it, because with Lenny is sort of like the opposite of Lori in that she's not harsh at all. She's more the bubbly, nice one, while Lori is more strict and harsh, that sort of thing. So, yeah.
So there's that episode. I'm also excited for that. But there's also other episodes of The Loud House that also did get some descriptions. One of them is Lana and Lola's birthday. Like, we have a birthday episode with the siblings. And I would imagine that there are going to be more birthday episodes with either being in the Loud Listen Out Loud podcast or in in an episode, in a future episode, but I would imagine there will be more birthday episodes for the siblings. That tells you that they are growing up. So Lana and Lola having a birthday, and then there's of course a fiasco happening because both of them are going to be celebrating at the same time. That's one I can't wait for. There's another one that I can't wait for in the Casa Grande side, where Adelaide and Carl finally meet, finally team up with something, which, you know, a lot of fans really like Adelaide and Carl together, and all of you shippers will probably like that episode, because, yeah, it looks like those two are going to be, like, a cool team together. So, yeah, these next couple of episodes that will be coming after school is going to be interesting. I'm going to be watching them. It just tells me that this is just exciting, you know?
Carl A coming. Yeah. All aboard the ship.
I mean, I'm a fan of them. Are you?
I am. I first shipped Carl and Lola, but they barely spend any. They barely have any screen time together, other than Lotus Thanksgiving. So Carl and Adelaide is the more plausible endgame now.
That sounds more you know, likely. You know. All right. So Schooled is coming out tomorrow. I can't wait. Omi, you can't wait either. Dude, tomorrow at 7 o'clock on Nickelodeon, we're gonna be glued to our TV screens checking it out. Oh my god, I can't wait. This is gonna be fun.
Prepare to get school.
Oh wow. All right, but that's it for the podcast episode. So thank you very much for listening in. We'll be back next week to do some preview episodes and maybe review the episode Schooled. We have no plans for that, but of course there's a lot of things happening for this month. We're probably going to be doing an episode every week this week, this month. So let's see how that goes. But anyways, thank you very much for checking out this episode. Get ready for Schooled starting tomorrow at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, September 11th, 7 p.m. on Nickelodeon. My name is Nate.
And this is Omid. Until next time, see you later, dudes.
And we're signing off. We'll see you guys on the next episode.